Gilbert Gottfried in studio coming up at 7:45. Tim Tebow is engaged. They announced this on Instagram. He's marrying a former Miss Universe, the 2017 Miss Universe, Demi Lee Nell Peters. So she's
There's two hyphens there.
Yep. Demi Lee is her first name. Nell Peters is her last name.
She's going to be Demi Lee Nell Peters Tebow?
I've told you before. I don't know what goes on with these marriages these days.
If you were going to call her Demi Lee Nell Peters Tebow, would that be two hyphens in the last name? It would be Nell Peters hyphen Tebow. Nell hyphen Peters hyphen Tebow.
Probably.
I thought it would be Nell Peters Tebow.
Nell Peters space Tebow.
Yes, I think.
But usually, what do women do if they keep their? Do they hyphenate it though? Don't they usually hyphenate the last name?
They either hyphenate it or they keep their last name, which is what my sister's doing. Yeah. So
what is she doing?
She's keeping her last name.
She is.
Right. So she's married, but yeah, she's keeping her last name. Yes.
Interesting. Reason?
The Gallant family line.
I'm just curious. I'm very interested in this.
I know, but you look shocked by it. Like, this is something like she's a visionary in 1967 or something. She's burning her bra, too. Like, it's pretty common these days, Mike.
How common?
Very common.
Yeah, and look, I'm pretty sure that the Gallant clan realizes that the odds of Paul procreating are dwindling every single day.
So
they probably
want to
keep the family name alive.
No, the weird thing would be... Even though it shouldn't be weird, I told you before, this is one of those things where, like, intellectually I know that it doesn't make any sense. It's not like we're giving the firstborn son the property anymore, but, like, there's still a part of me that's, like, deep down inside, I guess I'm a chauvinist bastard. Now, the really notable thing would be is if he took her name.
Yeah.
That's where
that would be very notable.
That's the reaction you gave. You looked at him like, oh, she's keeping her own name, which means me.
I was just intrigued.
You're kind of a sexist.
No, I'm not.
You're kind of a sexist.
But she shouldn't. She shouldn't. keep her last name. She shouldn't keep her name. She should take the Tebow last name because if it doesn't work out, yeah.
I thought we were talking about your sisters. Demi Lee Peters.
Sorry, now I'm confused. Okay, we're all over the place. All these last names and hyphens.
Stop using pronouns. We just say Demi Lee Peters should keep Tebow's name.
Demi Lee Peters should take the Tebow name because if it doesn't work out afterwards, she's always going to have that last name.
Yep.
So if she wants to get into like reality TV or something of that nature, that last Tebow name is going to help her out more than having like 57 last names like she has already.
That's like, and you know what, and I'll tell you right now, and it goes to tell you, just, what's his name, the quarterback from Alabama that went to Cincinnati to Buffalo?
AJ McCarron?
McCarron, just like his fiance. Did she take on his name?
I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
I've already forgotten AJ McCarron, but I kind of remember her name.
Catherine Rose, right?
No,
Catherine
no.
Webb.
No, Catherine Rose is Catherine the woman Webb. We had in studio like 7 years
that
ago.
That was Erica Rose.
Erica Rose, okay.
Remember,
she passed the bar, by the way.
Mike confuses all women of our type.
Yeah.
And they all look the same to him.
In this case, no. But I did. Yeah, I remembered Catherine. I guess I screwed up Rose and Webb for whatever reason.
So
but yeah, you're right.
They've only gone out for a little bit, so they knew this was love at first sight. And, well, frankly, Tebow at this point, the pipes are probably getting pretty backed up. He's like 30-some years old. He's,
good point.
It's time to grow up.
I'm going to try something here.
It's time to become a man, Timmy.
I'm going to try to channel my inner Paul Gallant. I'm gonna set the scene for you guys what this engagement was like. All right, just picture this. The couple, including Tim Tebow, stroll along a property and stop next to a small lake where Tim Tebow had installed an arbor and a specially made bench that was engraved with the date the couple first met.
Damn.
For about 5 minutes, Tebow and Nell Peters talked about the relationship and its future in hushed tones before Tebow dropped to one knee. Demi Lee Nell Peters, I love you. Demi Lee Nell Peters, will you marry me? As Nell Peters said yes, Tebow slipped a 7.25 carat solitaire ring on her finger. This ring is internally flawless, just like you. Arbor. He installed an arbor at this lake.
Was this on video? I've seen the still photos. Is there video?
I'm sure there's video that he has. I don't know if there's like publicly available.
It's different because they're both public personalities. And like, I'm sure you can sell the ring. I bet whoever the engagement ring maybe paid for it, whatever. This is a little much for me. The videoing and
arbor.
This is a staged event, the engagement. Was it on reality television?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So was this where was this write-up put? What website is that write-up from?
It was from the People magazine.
People magazine, okay. I'm going to assume, just based off all the description, the details, and the hope in the air, that it was written by a woman. Imagine if it was a guy writing it. The guy's like, well, I mean, he like got on a knee, and he pulled out a ring, and she there it was. Like,
yeah, she's walking up. Look at that.
She looks so hot.
Damn.
Those pajangas.
She's South African, so it leads you to wonder, like, what does Tim Tebow really feel about race relations?
Ooh, yeah. America? Yeah, apartheid. Not cool, guys.
She's fluent in both English and Afrikaans, which is the is that the official language of South Africa?
I think it's one of the official languages of South Africa. I mean, here's the other thing.
It's a mixture between like Swahili and Dutch or something.
South Africans were usually villains in movies in the 80s. Remember Lethal Weapon 2? Diplomatic immunity. They had to revoke it.
Are we certain that she's not just marrying him for a green card?
Probably not.
All right. I just want to know, Mike. That's all.
By the way, here's some more details about this whole engagement. So Tebow flew.
Thank you for taking the question seriously, though.
No,
I appreciate that. I was desperately waiting.
I think she's fine.
A serious response from Matt.
So Tebow flew her family over from South Africa. He imported a South African musician to serenade the family.
He imported a wife is what he did.
He developed an elaborate ruse to keep her off the trail. He pretended to say they were getting together with the family because he was buying his dad a truck. And instead, he pulled off the engagement.
I actually, a friend and teammate of mine is married to Tim Tebow's sister, and she's a lovely, lovely girl. I've got to check in on my friend Gannon Shepherd because he was a Texan for a little bit. He's like 6'8". He was way too tall to make it in the NFL as an offensive lineman. But but Tebow's sister, she's like 6 foot or so.
Okay.
So Gannon and Tebow's sister are going to have these Leviathan children that probably with some pretty good athleticism to them.
They'll be competing like Ironmen.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. Tim Tebow engaged.
That's a bummer. It's a bummer, guys.
His
virginity was one of the things that made him who he is.
Yeah.
As far as I know, he never actually claimed he was a virgin. He said he was saving himself for marriage, which is different because you can be a born again virgin to where like, yeah, you did what you did, and then now you reset yourself, and then off you go.
Remember when Tim Tebow was a football player? Now he's a non-virgin baseball player.
Exactly.
His identity is completely destroyed.
So we're
a non-virgin baseball player. Everything that makes him unique has been
gone.
Destroyed.
Gone. Gone. So what are the questions we're asking this morning?
Sad.
Sad.
Yeah.
What is
he? All he is a professional baseball player and a non-virgin who's great on television.
One of the things we're discussing this morning is who you guys are rooting for the rest of the NFL playoffs with the Texans now out. And we have solicited different responses. Jessica says, not the bleeping Cowboys, go Chiefs, go Saints. Ocho is rooting for every team that has a connection to Texas high school football. So he is rooting for the Colts, the Saints, the Eagles, and the Chiefs.
All for because Nick Foles,
Drew Brees.
Andrew
Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes, yeah.
Exactly, yes. So four of the 8 quarterbacks this weekend are products of Texas high school football.
The divisional round of the NFL playoffs brought to you by Texas 7-on-7 football.
Yes.
I also tweeted this out at Sports Radio 610. 3 people said Saints. I think that's probably
due to
the whole, local they're not the Cowboys thing. There is one person that says, I've been living in Houston the vast majority of my life, but I've been a Cowboys fan longer. You suck. Debbie the Texan says, I can't root for anyone but the Texans. And what else do we have? Oh, there's one person who I think is a lot like me. Not rooting, but I want to see the Colts and Patriots lose. Like, that's the way you should be. You should be rooting against
like
teams spitefully and hatefully.
Yes. For me, the priorities are more the Patriots are number 1 and number 2 on my list to be out. And then I would say the Cowboys I want out before Indianapolis. But those are the 3 teams that I do not want to win.
Somebody, Black Greg, was saying he hates himself for liking Andrew Luck. I feel a little bit like that because it's the one thing that keeps me from full bore hating the Colts. Like, I can't hate Andrew Luck. Like, which quarterback would you rather have quarterbacking the Colts? Like, let's say they have the exact same success, but it's a guy that's more hateable that you could really, really get behind. Like, I like Ben Roethlisberger, but if you're the quarterback of the Colts, I would despise Ben Roethlisberger. Same goes for Philip Rivers. I like Philip Rivers, but if you're the Andrew Luck, I just can't despise.
If you have a horseshoe on the side of your helmet, I hate you by default. Like, Tom Brady could be there. I hate that helmet. Yeah. I hate their uniforms. I hate the city they're from. I can't stand the Colts. Like, it's one of the things that has made me who I am.
Yeah.
My hatred of Indianapolis and the Colts. I hate it. I just hate their stupid helmets. They're like that lame ass from, ooh, we're timeless. We're from the 60s.
there's something about the white uniforms that really bother me. And I think it's ever since Teddy Bruschi said something about, like, how do you beat him? You dirty up their pretty white uniforms.
Yes.
There's something, like, as soon as Teddy Bruschi said that, I'm like, yeah. Because they're a dome team. Even though now we have kind of a, we're pretty much a dome team. But.
Field turf.
We have
a hole in the roof.
I do wish there was still grass at NRG. Just good grass, obviously.
Not pallet grass. But there's something like the about, Cardinals, like, slide in grass.
Because that's what made it a genuinely dome. Like, the Texans playing a dome now. The roof's always closed. You're playing on turf. So there's no home field advantage either. We knew those seams. We know the seams like the back of our hands.
277 guy says he's rooting for the Chargers because of Rivers.
There's another texter that says the same thing. Is Rivers wearing that bolo tie that as much as he does? Does that make him somewhat of an honorary Texan? I don't know. I don't know if a bolo tie is necessarily a Texan look per se as much as it's a Western look.
So it's more of a Western look than a Texas look.
That's what I figured.
Like Arizona and stuff. I don't think that was ever.
Like West Texas?
West Texas, is there a bolo tie thing in West Texas? Somebody phrased this as like Tex-Mex versus, let's see, what would the matchups be?
Well, Tex-Mex versus like the Mexican food that they have in California.
Pacific Mexican food. I can't remember. Like they call it like Baja Mexican. It's a lot more seafood based. It's a lot different than Tex-Mex.
It's the official neckwear of Arizona, and it has been that since 1971. It has been the official neckwear of New Mexico since 1987. The official tie as well of New Mexico.
Yeah, how did a guy who's from Alabama start wearing bolo ties?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like Alabama to North Carolina to San Diego to LA. Like there's nowhere where he should have picked up a bolo tie fetish.
What's the connection?
I don't get it. I bet the story is something that's going to make you feel guilty. Like his kid, like his eighth child or something gave it to him on Father's Day and that's why he wears it.
Or maybe he was a huge fan of Tombstone back in the day.
I mean, I did enjoy Tombstone.
Tombstone?
I've seen that.
I'm guessing Tombstone came out at a time where Philip Rivers was an adolescent and he's probably like 12, 13, something like that, right? Is that about an appropriate time as to when, I think Tombstone's early 90s or something like that. Maybe he was created by Tombstone, though I think they all wear bandanas in that movie.
Speaking of the Old West, Mike, I'm 10 minutes into Godless, that movie on or that series on Netflix with Jeff Bridges, and I'm terrified of what comes next.
10 minutes
into it, I'm like, I'm not gonna sleep well after I start watching this. I didn't sleep well last night.
Is that the one where all the guys die? Allegedly,
I don't know. I'm 10 minutes into.
Oh, okay. Okay, never mind.
Thanks, How'd though. He know? Great.
I thought that was the whole premise of the show.
Spoilers. What the hell?
I haven't watched it either.
All right.
Gilbert Gottfried.
I'm not gonna, because apparently everybody dies.
There's zombies. It's like Walking Dead.
You've got like this natural need to be a spoiler, even though you didn't even. Is that the one where all the? I just told you I'm only 10 minutes into it.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought the whole premise of the show was.
Gilbert Gottfried will join us in studio coming up in 30 minutes.